Michigan real estate headlines. MI agents, how commissions work and who pays, a Bankrate breakdown. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commission as a percentage of home sale price, who pays, and what it costs. Understanding commission structures helps MI agents clearly communicate their value to buyers and sellers in local transactions. Review the full guide at the source URL to sharpen your client conversations about fees. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. Michigan Property Records Search Tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com now offers Michigan real estate professionals a centralized platform to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Having instant access to comprehensive property records in one place saves MI agents and investors hours of county-by-county research and reduces due diligence risk. Bookmark HTTPS. Michigan.propertychecker.com/ for your next MI property record search. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MI jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.